Up next here on Downtown, it's our weekly check-in with our food correspondent from Dispatch Magazine, from Down East Magazine, and the Food Coma series. It's time for Shut Up and Eat. Here we are once again, Joe Riccio. Joe, welcome into the show.
Hey, good to be back.
Good to have you
food
back.
Food correspondent on the ground.
Indeed.
And on the ground.
And you're on the ground in the mainland now, aren't you? You're back here in the States?
I am back here in the States. I am back in Maine, yes.
So when you finally touched down, what was the first meal or snack item that you happened to that happened by you that made you feel like you were home?
Well, I got home and I forgot that I actually had a bunch of caviar in my fridge. So I roasted some potatoes, got some creme fraiche going, and had some caviar on potatoes.
That sounds delicious and quite decadent for just getting off an airplane.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things I kind of forgot I had. And I was like, why wouldn't I fire this up right now?
I thought I saw a picture of Big Mac on your Facebook. I thought that was the snack.
Yeah, but that was Italy.
You had an Italian.
That was me tasting freedom in Italy one last time.
Was it actual beef?
Yeah, it was delicious. And you know what's cool about the Big Mac over there is they serve you a side of mayo to go with your French fries.
Wow.
So you can put that mayo on the Big Mac instead.
So you pretty much ordered the Pulp Fiction is what I'm hearing.
That's essentially, it's impossible to order McDonald's abroad and not think of Pulp Fiction. Although that's starting to get dated now. I think there are lots of kids that don't even get that reference anymore.
Yeah, tons of them. Have you had any readjustment issues since you came back? Like, I know you go out to eat on the regular. Has there been something that you got used to when you were overseas that they just don't do here?
I mean, no. I obviously, the food is great there, but I like... Being back here is great because you have the variety back again. I mean, you know, Italian food is fantastic, but it's really hard to find anything outside of that that's good over there. So not really hard to readjust at all. Pretty straightforward re-entry process.
So what have you been eating?
Back to my usual today. I went and had Vietnamese food, you know, breakfast sandwiches, you know, the things that you just don't get over there. I actually, you know, pizza, like American-style pizza. A lot of things. It's just a different, you know, different setup. But the food there is amazing. I'm not slighting that at all.
I saw some picture of the pastries that you had delivered from the North End, and I got thinking.
Oh.
Well, we had coffee in studio here from our sponsors at West Market Square Artisan Coffee House, and she brought a bunch of snacks by for us. What's your go-to if you're serving coffee to somebody? What's the thing next to the cup of coffee?
If I'm serving coffee to somebody, there's a couple of options. Either the sea salt chocolate glazed donut from Holy Donut, mm-hmm. or I get the maple cruller from Little Biggs. That's really, you know, between those two things, I like definitely like more of a rich dessert because I drink my coffee black, mm-hmm. so I like the sweet against the bitter personally. And that's another thing as far as you're talking about readjustment, you know, and things in Italy. The one thing is when you go into a coffee shop in Italy, you order and you drink your coffee, your pastry standing up. You know, at the counter. If you don't, not only does it question your masculinity, but also you get charged extra to sit down. So you just don't do that. So by default, you eliminate, you know, a room full of people camped out on Max for 3 hours, taking up space after ordering a $2 coffee.
Which is nice.
It's amazing. It's like those people, could you imagine the look on their faces at like Starbucks if somebody was like, you have to pay extra if you're going to sit down? That'd be amazing. We should do that. We got to get that going.
So you're a busy dude. What are some of the things that you are currently working on now as far as writing projects, even more, not just immediate stuff, but just stuff that's kicking around your head?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty buried right now. I have, you know, a show in the works that I can't really talk about yet. I've got everything from planning festivals to, you know, coordinating future issues with, you know, Dispatch Down East. I'm still kind of chronicling the whole Italy process. I mean, there's a lot out there. You know, it's hard to even – I don't even want to think about it because it stresses me out.
We're talking with Joe Riccio here on Downtown. It's another edition of Shut Up and Eat. Joe, before we let you go, we had maybe a week and a half long debate here in studio.
Long debate.
It is, especially for radio. But I went to Elevation Burger when they opened here up in Bangor and was supremely disappointed. And essentially, we've been talking about the best spot – because we're not a chain type of show. We talk about local stuff, and we're trying to find the burger, the one spot maybe in Maine that you've found the best hamburger. Where is it?
Yep. The one burger, basically, to rule them all, in my opinion, is that Palestiner in Biddeford. It's essentially like a Big Mac on steroids. It is, you know, it's a double-decker. It's got the bun in the middle. Just good burger, but served in a fast food style. Because at the end of the day, you always kind of want, secretly want a Big Mac. So to have something that's actually, you know, good quality but tastes, you know, similar, that's the pinnacle for me. So Palace Diner is absolutely ridiculous. But also, if you want something that's more of a gourmet burger, thicker patty, I like the brunch burger at Terlingua on the East End with bacon jam and American cheese. You can't really go wrong with that, with a fried egg on top. That's two totally different styles right there. I mean, most places, you know, you can get a burger right at a lot of places on a good day. The only big cardinal sin for me is if you use focaccia as a bun. You're pretty much dead to me.
Shut up and eat. Once again this week, Joe Riccio from Down East Magazine and Dispatch Magazine. As always, been a pleasure to catch up with you, Joe, and we'll talk again next week.
Absolutely. Have a good one.